Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the sacrament of reconciliation. We begin with a true account of an exorcism that took place in Earling, Iowa in 1928. After all the psychological and psychiatric testing was completed, it was determined there indeed was a case of demonic possession, and an exorcist was called in. Men of the parish were asked to assist because when the exorcism began, the possessed person became very violent and had to be restrained. However, the devil took a new strategy and fought back in a very surprising way by revealing the deepest, darkest sins of those present in the room, making them so embarrassed they fled for shame. And after this took place many times, one person blurted out to the demon, "Why do you say nothing about the priest?" To which the devil responded, "What has been confessed, I do not know." You see, Scripture calls the devil the accuser, who accuses us day and night before the throne of God. However, Satan apparently only knows the sins we have not confessed. What has been confessed is out of his reach, and he can't use against us. The exorcist made a practice of regular confession. Therefore, the devil had no ammunition to use against him. But when we don't go to confession, the guilt piles up, and the devil uses it against us. The devil accuses us to discourage us, and he uses discouragement to drive us away from God. But confession dispels the dark cloud of discouragement. It removes the sin and guilt, and it gives us a clean start, and it brings the light and grace and healing of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, if only God forgives sins, why do we go to a priest? Well, Jesus set it up this way. And how do we know? In John chapter 20, we see that on the evening of Easter Sunday, Jesus came to the apostles, locked in fear in the upper room, and he said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Catechism teaches us that here, in this event, Jesus entrusted the power to forgive sins to his apostles. And they, in turn, hand on this sacred power to their successors, the bishops and the priests who are their co-workers. However, Jesus did not give the apostles the power to read souls. Therefore, they will need to hear the sins confessed before they can determine whether to forgive or to retain. So here we have the origin of the sacrament of reconciliation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you struggle with confessing your sins to a priest, you're not alone. Even great saints like Saint Faustina wrestled with this. And in response to her, Jesus said, "Daughter, when you go to confession, to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart always flows down upon your soul and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you, I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul. This is really amazing. To calm her fears, Jesus told Faustina that in confession, he was waiting there for her. He was only hidden by the priest, but it is Jesus who acts in our soul. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now Jesus has given us the sacrament of reconciliation for the forgiveness of sins. And 1 John chapter 5 tells us that there are two main categories of sin, mortal and venial. All sin harms our relationship with God, it harms others, and it's self-destructive. But mortal sin kills our relationship with God by turning us away from him, rejecting his life within us through grave sin. So mortal sin causes spiritual death. That's why we call it mortal. And only God could give us his divine life when we didn't have it, through the sacrament of baptism. But after baptism, if we reject his life and lose it, then only God can restore it. And he's chosen to do so through another sacrament, the second baptism, as the early fathers called it, the sacrament of reconciliation. Now, for a sin to be mortal, three conditions must be met. First, sufficient knowledge. You have to know what you're doing is a serious violation of God's law. Second, sufficient freedom, meaning deliberate consent of the will. And third, that the act of the sin is grave matter. Now, without being strictly necessary, confession of everyday faults, venial sins, is also strongly recommended by the Church. And the Catechism says that indeed, The regular confession of our venial sins helps us form our conscience, fight against evil tendencies. It lets ourselves be healed by Christ and progress in the spiritual life. And by receiving more frequently through this sacrament the gift of the Father's mercy, we are spurred to be merciful to others. So, when we have fallen into mortal sin, or at least grave sin, we need to go to confession. But that's not the only time. The habit of regular confession is one of the greatest helps to the spiritual life. And Our Lady, especially at Fatima, has asked us to go to confession at least once a month. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Since we definitely need to go to confession if we've committed a grave sin, then most people want to know, what is grave sin? What does grave matter mean? Well, the Catechism tells us that grave matter means a violation of one of the commandments. That's especially why we're meditating on the commandments in these days. So, follow our meditations on the commandments, or even better, read that section for yourself in the Catechism in Part 3. It is very enlightening and very good to form our conscience. But a few areas of particular relevance that we need to be reminded of is that missing Mass on Sunday for no good reason is a direct violation of the third commandment. That drunkenness and illegal drug use is also a grave sin. So, for example, using pot or weed is a grave sin. But there are also sins, grave sins, against the good of marriage and sexuality. Divorce is a grave sin. Adultery is a grave sin. Contraception is a grave sin. Sterilization for contraceptive purposes, like a vasectomy, is grave sin. And most people don't realize that in vitro fertilization and artificial insemination, these reproductive techniques that separate the creation of new life from the marital act, it's grave sin. These are intrinsically evil actions. Sins that fall under the deadly sin of lust should not be mentioned here for the sake of young children praying with us, but you'll find those also in paragraphs 2351 through 2359 of the Catechism. So, mortal sin is a tragic possibility of human freedom, and it results in the loss of God's divine life in our soul. And if it's not redeemed by repentance and God's forgiveness through the sacrament of reconciliation, then we exclude ourselves from Christ's kingdom. And it results in the eternal death of hell. So, let's stay far away from mortal sin by making a habit of daily meditation, daily examination of conscience, and regular confession at least once a month. Then you never have to worry about it. And you'll go on from happiness to happiness and peace to deeper peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, this is such an amazing gift that Jesus has given us with the sacrament of reconciliation, but so few people take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think keeps people or prevents them from going to the sacrament? Because, I mean, look how many people go to receive communion mm-hmm. every week.
Yeah, I think that's the upsetting difference. Obviously, it's good for people to receive, but I didn't even know until I was much older that you're not supposed to receive if you haven't gone to confession when it comes to, is it just mortal sins or the grave sins.
Yeah, that we should confess all grave sins that we remember or know of before we go to confession. Yeah. And before we go to Mass.
Yeah, get them out of the way beforehand. No, but I actually, it was funny. It's not a good, there are no, I have yet to find many good representations of our Catholic faith in media. But so my favorites aren't really the best examples of like a good, of a, like a good Catholic. But one of my favorites is Daredevil. Marvel's Daredevil is a Catholic superhero, which I find so funny. But in season 3, there's a great scene where he's recovering from his big battle in the second season, and he's all bloodied up, and he goes to this church, the church that he was actually raised in by like by the sisters there, because he was an orphan at the time. But he's sitting in bed, and the priest comes up, and he's talking with them, and he was like, oh, do you want to receive, like, we could do communion right now, I could just take your confession. And I was like, they got it, yeah, Daredevil does need to go to confession. Yeah. And it's at a point where he's really struggling with his faith, so he's like, no, thank you, Father, I don't want any of that. And he's constantly arguing with the sisters about, like, they're like, come to Mass, and he's like, not yet. And she's like, I'm gonna get you to Mass, I'm gonna do it. But I thought it was a fun little detail that he's like, confession first, confession before you receive Eucharist, even if they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, if Daredevil needs confession, we need confession before we receive the Eucharist. But back to your question, other than that little anecdote that I loved seeing just the other day, I think the two things that are always on my mind are two very funny and counterproductive lies. Mm. One, either that I've done nothing bad, so I don't need to go to confession, or then I do something bad and I'm like, oh, I can't go to confession, that's so awkward, I don't want to confess this, this is too bad. And then I'm never going, because it's one or the other. It's always one or the other, which is why I think the important thing is to create a habit. So it's not about what you think you need, because you will find excuses, but I really want to work it just into my constant schedule of one confession that I know is at this exact time every week. Week is a lot, but I think it's good.
You've just summed it all up. You're absolutely right. That we vacillate between these two extremes. Mm-hmm. That we have this amnesia. I can't think of any sins. I haven't done anything really bad, so I don't need to go. Mm-hmm. Or once we do, then we're so embarrassed, we don't want to tell the priest. And that's vacillation between the two keeps us from going. You're absolutely right. And your answer is absolutely correct. That if we just build it into our routine, and like Sunday Mass is part of the routine, if we would make at least monthly confession, I agree with you, weekly confession is the best. But even if we just went once a month and it was a routine, that's what we need.
Yeah. It's like hygiene for the soul.
Hygiene for the soul.
You should be showering at least once a week.
I love that. We need hygiene for the soul. Otherwise, you'll stink.
Yeah, because you might look clean. You might say, well, I haven't been playing in the mud, but...
In fact, people can smell Catherine of Siena could smell grave sin on souls.
That's unfortunate for her.
And there were some people that, in fact, I was thinking of this one instance where a courtier, a woman in the court.
Yeah.
Was committing adultery with some of the noblemen, and Catherine couldn't stand the stench of her.
Wow.
Our sin is like a spiritual leprosy. Mm-hmm. It's the smell of rotting flesh, of a rotting soul.
And the smell is such a good association, because we go nose blind so quickly. I mean, it's amazing how quickly our nose adjusts to smells, that I think we adjust to the feeling of our own sin, but it would surprise others.
Yes. Another great analogy. I'm totally what's the word I'm looking for, where I don't smell my sin. Mm. I'm so used to it.
You don't have a sense of smell.
I don't.
You have not had a sense of smell for a
long time. I don't literally have a sense of smell.
Which is a blessing.
But it's not when it comes to sin.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray to God. In fact, this is particularly the role of the Holy Spirit to convict us of our own sin. Please, Holy Spirit, convict me of my sin. Now, that's a dangerous prayer
because
mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit will, and it'll be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to go around stinking the place up.
Yeah. I mean, we go about things in the wrong way. I think there's this big association, a two-word phrase that everyone knows, and it's Catholic guilt. But it's precisely one of those things that's working in the wrong way. It's not this thing that's supposed to weigh you down. It's not supposed to be this Catholic guilt. That's not why we talk about sin. But I feel like that's one of those lies that keeps us from getting at our own sin and trying to move forward and moving away from them and confessing them and going back. It's not about guilt. It's so that you can let go.
Catholic guilt is really a Catholic sense of smell.
Well, no. I'm saying Catholic guilt is not a good thing.
No, it is a good thing. The reason we feel guilty is because our conscience is telling us. It's a message from our guilt. Is a message from our
guilt
conscience.
Guilt is not bad, but what I'm talking about is this overlaying constant guilt that you don't escape from, as people consider the guilt itself to be the virtue, that you must hate yourself.
That's
absolutely
bad.
Wrong.
Okay.
You should feel bad. You should feel contrition. You should feel contrition. You should want to get out of it. But the concept of Catholic guilt is that you cannot live without constant guilt. Once you should take it to confession in true contrition, and you should leave it behind you. You shouldn't live as a guilty person.
That's true.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a very, very big issue that people associate with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And
so we need to correct that.
Swat that out of the air.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to track my way back through. I had a line of thought there. It's like embarrassment. I think you used that a few times.
Shame.
But I think of when people embarrass themselves in front of a group of people. And there are a handful of ways to face that as a person. And sometimes you want to just hide or lash out at people and the tension grows thick in the air. Or you could quickly acknowledge the embarrassment and bring others into it and laugh about it. And it doesn't seem like the right move at the time. You just want to grip onto the embarrassment and shrivel away
yeah.
and hide in your little corner. And that's what we do when we're avoiding confession. But I'm talking about letting it go, sharing it, openly acknowledging that it happened. I mean, just...
And where's the best place to do that?
In confession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it can be really hard because we've committed sins that are really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be clear about this. You're never going to come up with a sin that's going to surprise a priest.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was... There's a priest in Kansas City that... As the story goes, one of his first confessions, first few days in his parish, like fresh priest, just like getting to his first assignment. And one of his first confessions, guy walks in, and he's like, I killed someone. And he's like, okay, are you like, do you have guilt for this? Is this like a true like act of contrition? Then can we just walk down to the police station right after that? And I feel like going to that priest is then pretty easy.
Yeah, he's seen it all.
Uh-huh.
But every priest has seen it all.
Yeah.
Heard it all.
I know. I was in a college town for so long, and I'd still be like, this has got to be the worst. And I'm like, it's a college town. It is a college. I'm not even doing cocaine. It's not that that's a good thing, but it's true. I think we have to be more reasonable. And I don't know why we act like people go... Would you shower before you take a shower? It's like you've got to jump into the shower clean. People are not bringing their best selves to confession. They're walking out with their best selves, maybe, but that's not what they're hearing every day.
Yeah, you're right. But it is. I have to admit, I struggle with... There are certain sins that I'm like, okay, these are I feel good about confessing these. And then there are others like,
my safe sins.
I can't confess that. Yeah. What will he think of me?
Yep. But I think there's so many different facets to this, and I love it. But one thing is, I think it's good to be in conversation with others. Not don't just share your sins with others. You don't have to do that. But there have been a few times where I've been in conversations with friends, and they've opened up about something, and it really breaks down those barriers about, oh, other people suffer with A, B, and C, and this isn't crazy. And you realize that we all are human, but when you have that camaraderie to fight those constant sins that are recurring together is really helpful. And I think the beauty of very consistent confession, especially if you pick one church, one priest, yeah, one mass time, and you're very consistent, is you also get so much out of it because that priest now knows you.
Yeah.
Which, sure, at first you might be like, my recurring sins, they don't stop. We're same bat time, same bat channel, Father.
Yeah.
Where you're just repeating the same things. But you can receive very, very good advice in confession, but they have to know you. I have, like, when I was jumping around more with just, like, different churches and different priests, I remember getting some piece of advice where I might come across as a very different person when you don't know much about me. So I got some advice where it's like, you're really, like, struggling with that, with, like, that in your friend group. You need to find a good group of Catholic friends. And I was like, Father, I've got that. I just had, like, a secondary group of friends at the time. And it was just like, it's good to have someone who knows you better, because I felt bad. Yeah. I didn't want to be like, can I get some new advice, Father? But if it's someone you know, you might be more reluctant to share, but it's truly going to be more effective.
You're right. I would say the most I've grown spiritually a span of time was when I had a priest that he and I had a little deal where every Thursday morning before Mass, mm-hmm, before daily Mass, I would go to confession.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic.
Yep.
So, and don't be afraid to make an appointment. Yes, there are great times available for confession, but don't be afraid to make an appointment with your, mm-hmm, with a priest to go to confession outside of those times. And don't be afraid to go early to Mass or ask them to stay after Mass. There are the two main things a priest can do. Is consecrate the Eucharist and forgive sins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that priests have lots of meetings and weddings and funerals and administering parishes and all kinds of things, but it still comes down to two main things they're there to do. And don't feel bad about asking them to do one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the other element we need to bring in, and we're going to bring it into tomorrow's meditation as well, and that is, if we do a daily examination of conscience, then we're more aware of our sins and we'll see a greater need to go regularly. And without a daily examination of conscience, we lose our sense of smell. So we need to build into our routine not only regular confession, but a daily examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would say we could all improve upon. So, let's make a greater effort to something very simple. Daily meditation in the rosary with a daily resolution and daily examination of conscience. I like to call it an MRE. We have meals ready to eat,
mm-hmm,
and we have meditation, resolution, and examination. MRE, your daily MRE, your spiritual diet. Well, thanks for a great conversation.
That was lovely.
So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.